The Rocky Tract, Surah Al-Hijr. Themes of the Surah. It focuses on warning liars of the punishment by illustrating scenes of those who are doomed. It also warns those to whom the Surah is addressed and offers support to the believers.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alif Lam Ra. Tilka ayatul kitabi wa Qur'anin mubin.
Explanation. Verse number 1. This surah begins with the disconnected letters, the explanation for which has already preceded in Surah Al-Baqarah. These verses are very significant, which indicates that they are revealed from Allah. They are verses of a Qur'an that clarifies monotheism and sacred laws.
رُبَمَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ.
Verse number 2. On the Day of Judgment, when things become clear to them, the disbelievers will wish they were Muslim. The falsity of their ways in the world will be made clear to them.
ذَرْهُمْ يَأْكُلُوا وَيَتَمَتَّعُوا وَيُلْهِهِمُ الْأَمَلُ فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ.
Verse number 3. O Messenger, leave these beliars to eat as the beasts eat, and to avail themselves to the finite pleasures of the world, and let their hopes distract them from faith and righteous actions. They will come to know the loss they are in when they face Allah on the Day of Judgment.
وَمَا أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ إِلَّا وَلَهَا كِتَابٌ مَعْلُومٌ.
Verse number 4. For each oppressive town that became destroyed, Allah already knew of its fixed time. The destruction will neither come before or after its time.
ما تسبق من أمة أجلها وما يستأخرون.
Verse number 5. A nation will not be destroyed before its appointed time, and its destruction will not be delayed when its time arrives. The wrongdoers should not have hope in Allah delaying their fate.
وَقَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِي نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الذِّكْرُ إِنَّكَ لَمَجْنُونَ.
Verse number 6. The disbelievers from Mecca said to the Messenger, peace be upon him, O you to whom remembrance was revealed, as the Messenger himself used to claim, your claims make you out to be one who is possessed, and you behave as possessed people do.
لَوْ مَا تَأْتِينَا بِالْمَلَائِكَةِ إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ.
Verse number 7. Why do you not call forth the angels to testify on your behalf, or why do you not ask for us to be destroyed because of our disbelief?
ما ننزل الملائكة إلا بالحق وما كانوا إذا منظرين.
Verse number 8. In response to their idea of having the angels brought forth, Allah said, I will not send the angels except when it becomes wise to do so, that is, when your time comes to be penalized. And if the angels were sent and they did not believe, then their punishment would become imminent.
Inna nahnu nazzalna adh-dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun.
Verse number 9. I alone revealed this Quran to the hearts of Muhammad, peace be upon him, as a reminder for people. I will guard the Quran from anything being added to it or subtracted from it. for anything in it being exchanged or altered.
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ فِي شِيَعِ الْأَوَّلِينَ.
Verse number 10. O Messenger, I sent before you messengers to prior groups of disbelievers, and they belied them. So you are not an exceptional messenger from the perspective of being made out as a liar by your people.
وَمَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ.
Verse number 11. Previous groups of disbelievers did not receive a messenger except that they belied and ridiculed him.
كذلك نسلكه في قلوب المجرمين.
Verse number 12. As I left the lies in the hearts of those nations, I will leave it as well in the hearts of the Meccan idolaters, because of their opposition and stubbornness.
لا يؤمنون به وقد خلت سنة الأولين.
Verse number 13. They do not believe in this Quran that was revealed to Muhammad, peace be upon him. Allah's custom in destroying those who belie their messengers has occurred before, so the beliers should take that into consideration.
ولو فتحنا عليهم بابا من السماء فظلوا فيه يعرجون.
Verse number 14. These liars will remain stubborn even if the truth became obvious to them through clear proofs. Even if I opened for them a door from the heavens and they continued to ascend through it.
لقالوا إنما سكرت أبصارنا بل نحن قوم مسحورون.
Verse number 15. They would not believe and they said, our eyes could no longer see, and what we saw was the effects of magic, so we are bewitched. Beneficial points. 1. The noble Quran is possessed of the attributes of perfection in every way, clarity, and exposition. 2. The disbelievers will regret their disbelief on the Day of Judgment, and they will wish they had been Muslims. 3. Disbelievers normally concern themselves with materialistic things, so you find them entrenched in their desires and passions, deluded by a false sense of security, busying themselves with the world more than the hereafter. 4. The destruction of the disbelieving nations that belied the messengers because of their ignorance, disbelief, and belying the verses of Allah and His Messenger. 5. The destruction of the nations is determined to be on a specific date, decided for a specific time, it will not be made earlier nor later, and Allah will not make it faster for the sake of anyone. 6. Allah the Exalted made it His responsibility to preserve the noble Quran from being altered or changed and being added to or subtracted from until the Day of Judgment.
وَلَقَدْ جَعَلْنَا فِي السَّمَاءِ بُرُوجًا وَزَيَّنَّاهَا لِلنَّاظِرِينَ.
Verse number 16. We placed in the heavens great stars, so as to guide people on their travels in the darkness of the desert and the sea. We also created them for those who ponder them, so that they would come to understand the ability of Allah, may He be glorified.
وَحَفِظْنَاهَا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ.
Verse number 17. We protected the heavens from every Satan that is rejected from Allah's mercy.
إلا من استرق السمع فأتبعه شهاب مبين.
Verse number 18. Except for those who try to secretly listen to the higher realm, they will be struck with a flaming meteor, and they will be burned.
والأرض مددناها وألقينا فيها رواسي وأنبتنا فيها من كل شيء موزون.
Verse number 19. I flattened the earth so that people would dwell on it, and we placed sturdy mountains on it, so that it, i.e. the earth, would not shake the people, and I planted in it a variety of crops.
وَجَعَلْنَا لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَعَايِشَ وَمَنْ لَسْتُمْ لَهُ بِرَازِقِينَ
Verse number 20. O people, I have placed for you on the earth foods and drinks that would sustain you so long as you are in the worldly life.
وَإِن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِندَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَّعْلُومٍ
Verse number 21. For all that benefits people and animals, I am able to produce it and benefit people with it. I do not provide such things except according to a specific quantity determined by my wisdom and will.
وَأَرْسَلْنَا الرِّيَاحَ لَوَاقِحَ فَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَسْقَيْنَاكُمُوهُ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ لَهُ بِخَازِنِينَ
Verse number 22. I sent the wind to fertilize the clouds, and I sent rain down from the fertilized clouds, and I nourished you from rainwater. O people, you are not containers of this water on earth in springs and wells. Rather, Allah is the one who contains the water in them.
وَإِنَّا لَنَحْنُ نُحْيِي وَنُمِيتُ وَنَحْنُ الْوَارِثُونَ
Verse number 23. I revive the dead by creating them out of nothing and resurrecting them after death. And I cause the living to die when their time comes. I am the one who will remain, and inherit the earth and whatever is upon it.
وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْنَا الْمُسْتَقْدِمِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْنَا الْمُسْتَأْخِرِينَ
Verse number 24. I know of who was born and died before you, and of those who will be born and die after. Nothing of that is hidden from me.
وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ إِنَّهُ حَكِيمٌ عَلِيمٌ
Verse number 25. O Messenger, your Lord will gather them all on the Day of Judgment in order to credit the good doers for his good deeds and the evil doer for his sins. He is wise in his arrangement and knowledgeable. Nothing is hidden from him.
وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ مِنْ حَمَإٍ مَسْنُونٍ
Verse number 26. I created Adam from dried clay. If it is struck, it sounds. This clay that he was created from is black, and of an altered scent because of the duration it has been left.
وَالْجَانَّ خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ مِنْ نَارِ السَّمُومِ
Verse number 27. I created the father of the jinn from scalding fire Before I created Adam, upon him be peace.
وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِّن صَلْصَالٍ مِّنْ حَمَإٍ مَّسْنُونٍ
Verse number 28. O Messenger, remember when Allah said to the angels and Iblis, who was with them, I will create a being from dried clay that rings when it is hit. It is black and of an altered scent.
فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ
Verse number 29. If I fashion his image and perfect his creation, then prostrate to him in obedience to my command and to greet him.
فَسَجَدَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ كُلُّهُمْ أَجْمَعُونَ
Verse number 30. The angels obeyed, so they all prostrated as their Lord commanded them.
إلا إبليس أبى أن يكون مع الساجدين
Verse number 31 As for Iblis, who was with the angels but was not one himself, refused to prostrate to Adam along with the angels. Beneficial points 1. It calls on the servant to reflect and ponder over the sky and its decoration, and to take it as an indicator of Allah's existence. 2. All types of wealth and decrees are controlled by Allah alone. Its treasures are in His hand, and He gives to and takes away from whom He wills, according to His wisdom and mercy. 3. The earth is created, paved, and extended to accommodate human life on it. It is stabilized by human mountains, so that it would not move with its inhabitants on it. It has on it different crops of known quantities, in accordance with wisdom and welfare.